is the Great Shalom Broadcast, proclaiming that God wants total well-being for all children.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Great Shalom Broadcast, and we normally talk about having faith to overcome the learning problems that children have. But we're doing a series that, while it does apply to children, is really more focused on the grandparent generation. And so we have talked first about the longevity, the theology of longevity. And yes, there used to be a theory based on Psalm 90 that we only had 70 or 80 years to live. Interesting, that's about how long we were living, but not everybody. Some people live to be 100, and so now there is a new theory that we should live to be 120. We went to see that verse, and we saw that the problem is that, again, we saw patriarchs living longer. Jacob Israel was apologizing to Pharaoh that he was old at 130. He wasn't doing as well as his fathers. So I have a new theory that there is not an upper limit in the Bible. In fact, Jesus said, if a person dies. And so I like that much better. Science is advancing, and hallelujah, we should advance with it. And of course, many of us think we're in the end times, and we may not die for that reason. But in the meantime, let us occupy, and let us believe to live long and strong, and as long as we can be of service. And so, in order to be good stewards, we've talked about good nutrition and supplementation, since we know that sometimes our food isn't adequate for whatever reason. Hope it's not simply our choices, but also we know sometimes that the soil or the transportation isn't good. Or maybe because of our age we need some, or special condition we need some help. And so we do have great deal of information today about supplements. It's not like it used to be. When I began this in the 70s, there was not much information. In the 80s, it was rare, and people would throw back at you, oh, well, I want some science. Well, there was some science being done, but usually not in this country because it wasn't pecuniarily beneficial. People weren't making a lot of money, but there was science in Russia and Europe and so forth, but nobody wanted to admit that. But today, you can get for free in your lap full-color magazines that have all kinds of references to citations to peer-reviewed journal. And that, my friend, is what counts as science. There's plenty of it. And so your doctors are taking supplements. You might as well open your mind to it. But most people have, thank goodness. And so I don't need to be the voice crying in the wilderness. There are now generations of people younger than I am who have gone and gotten a doctorate, a naturopathy or some other kind of doctorate, and they study this. And even some conventional and highly respected doctors have them partnering in their office and go for it. And I'm, of course, thinking particularly of Dr. Ted Edwards, who so graciously supported this broadcast when it was on radio, and we needed a lot of support in those days to pay for the airtime, and he supported us for a year, and so we thank him so much. But he was a leader in Austin, and we congratulate him on his retirement. I will say, a man full of years, looks young, and I went to his retirement party, and there were other patients there who looked young and were not. And one of them made certain that I knew about his chelation therapy, and this is detoxification. So, in which he talked a little bit about on the episode where he visited with us in the radio studio. But hallelujah, we have come so far. So we've now given you some resources. I don't have to give you so many specifics, and of course we wouldn't be permitted to because somebody might lose some profit. So we don't make any medical claims here, and we're glad about that. So, but we simply provide encouragement and faith, and we do believe that what we need has been provided for us here on earth. We just often don't see it, and we believe And we say we believe in healing, we'll take it any way it comes. And if it comes through natural processes, hallelujah. And if it comes through innovation, hallelujah. And if it comes through miracles, hallelujah more. So I commend to you that study. So today we're going to talk about exercise, and that may be the wrap up, okay? But we underlie all we do with faith, and we're guided by that faith with our rule and faith and practice of the Bible. And it says, those who look to God, their faces are always radiant. And I like that. As an aging woman, and Jesus said that we will never die, but if we die, that we shall yet live. So let us live fully while we are here. And thank God we have a promise that he's gone and prepared a mansion. You know, all of that, I think, is in John, the gospel according to John. And so let us turn then to a discussion about exercise. Now, exercise may be of only a little profit, but it is somewhat profitable for our bodies in the here and now. But godliness is even more profitable. Yes, so let us turn to exercise. I have a few really amazing comments here. And we all know exercising is good, right? But begin slowly, train slowly. I have a friend who's a serious amateur runner, and he is a big proponent of training. He says, keep moving, but don't max out. Now, there are other advice, but particularly when you begin, and particularly if you're older or really younger, the thing is to move with some sustaining and some regularity, but you don't have to kill yourself. And we just saw too many people keeling over dead for a while. Older men who would go for hard runs and die, and then all their fellow friends would say, well, forget this. Okay, but here's some amazing, well, that's old news from the 70s. Okay, I am going to read a few comments from the 2017 Exercises Medicine Conference. Well, I guess it just takes a while. Well, this was published in 18. Okay. Robert Ross, PhD, Professor, Queen's University, Ontario, Canada, studies the health benefits of fitness. People who are fit have a lower risk of death, even if they smoke, have elevated cholesterol and blood pressure compared to unfit people that have none of those risk factors. And yes, there's a citation. Patients with dyslipidemia, elevated blood cholesterol and triglycerides, who are highly fit but are not taking statins, have a substantially lower risk of dying than dyslipidemia patients taking statins who are unfit. Citation. Dr. Ross was the chair of a 2016 American Heart Association committee that issued a report showing that low cardiorespiratory fitness is a stronger predictor of death than smoking, high cholesterol, type 2 diabetes, or high blood pressure. That'll set you back. So the most important thing to do is exercise. Okay. Brian Irving, PhD, assistant professor, Louisiana State University, has an interest in the benefits of different types of exercise for the elderly. For example, resistance training, but not endurance training, has been shown to increase muscle size and mitochondrial density in the elderly. So what he's saying is these are the little powerhouses of the cells. Endurance training does, however, prevent mitochondria from becoming dysfunctional. So Dr. Irving's team has shown that a combination of endurance and resistance exercise is the best way to improve cardiorespiratory fitness, muscle strength, and mitochondrial capacity. The team also demonstrated that the increase in insulin resistance that happens with aging is due to increasing fat rather than simply being an inevitable consequence of aging. Endurance exercise has been shown to increase insulin sensitivity. Okay, so here's a guy, Martin Gabala, PhD, Professor, McMaster University, Ontario, Canada, studies the effect of high-intensity interval training. His protocol of 3 20-second all-out cycling efforts interspersed with 2 minutes of low-effort cycling. The two groups of previously inactive men exercised 3 times per week for 12 weeks. And this study showed that improvement in insulin sensitivity, cardiorespiratory fitness, and muscle mitochondrial content was the same for both groups, despite the fact that the moderate intensity cycling group spent 5 times more total time exercising than the high intensity interval training. Again and again, with heart problems, with diabetic problems, with brain problems, again and again and again, exercise for diabetes. Stephen Mollen, PhD, highlights the importance of cardiorespiratory fitness for glycemic control, and it's important in the production of insulin by the pancreas. Ryan Olson, PhD, assistant professor, University of North Texas, demonstrates that exercise helps with depression and cognitive function. In an 8-week experiment, which depressed individuals did either stretching or endurance exercise, Dr. Olson found that endurance exercise reduced depressive symptoms by 58%, whereas stretching only reduced the symptoms by 22%. Endurance exercise also resulted in greater improvement in cognitive function. The greater amount of exercise resulted in greater improvement of cognitive function. Christiane Ran, PhD, assistant professor of medicine, Harvard Medical School, is interested in how exercise improves cognitive function. Exercise results in the creation of new brain cells in the area of the brain concerned with the formation of new memories. This is true for older people. This is all about older people, these studies. But that is so true for kids. The kids need to be out of their desks, moving their fingers, particularly when they're in the preschool age, but in all age, they shouldn't be made to be still all the time, because they're building their brains, and that's the way they build them. Okay, their brain cells are connected with their finger cells, if you wish. Purple cauliflower, anthocyanins, glucosinolates, and detoxification. So, just have your cauliflower. All right, but of course you need to have good elimination, and so for adults, maybe not for children, plenty of water and intermittent fasting. So whether it's you don't want to have breakfast some days, or as is often the case in spiritual disciplines, fasting for 1 day a week. So maybe not having breakfast and lunch, instead having a V8 and then in the evening. That's really very doable, but a fasting 1 day a week, really a sound idea spiritually as well as for your health. Okay, so that's my wrap up. Things for you to investigate. And I think that if you start going into the health food stores and reading their literature, get this magazine that I suggested, or whatever, you will find a great deal that will help you a lot. And if you can find a doctor who knows about it, go in and use him. Right, but it's not usually included in most medical degrees. And, you know, you have to follow the money. Why is that? And the same thing in the nutritionist degrees, where the funding comes from. But you are responsible for your brain and for your children's brain. And God has set up everything. Remember, God made the world good. It's fallen and broken, but God made the world good. So it's up to us, sons and daughters, mature sons and daughters of God, who have been given the charge of taking care of ourselves and others. Let's look into this, okay? And so that's my service to you, to share with you what I can share, and hope that you will use all of this and consider it well. You'll know what to ask professional, if you can find a good wellness professional to ask. And probably if you're in a city of any size, you can find a doctor of naturopathy, an ND, or maybe even an MD who has studied. You might find a DO, doctor of osteopathy. So many of those go out into wellness because it's a field that came out of chiropractic. So many of them are interested in practical health. So you may find a number of professionals, because as the world has gone on, some people are getting wiser. Okay, I commend this to your study and to good eating. And after you eat well, then go out for a walk. It's a wonderful thing. Lord, thank you for the good world that you have created. Thank you for your will for us that we live in shalom. And thank you for healing and growth, and thank you for wisdom. We know that you don't turn away people who ask for wisdom, so give us wisdom in the conduct of our affairs and our families. And we pray blessing on these, my listeners, that they may increase in the knowledge of God and in blessings with which to bless others, both them and their children. And we pray it in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, folks, thank you so much for listening, and I'd like to say thank you for your support and moral support, but you know I don't even ask for money. Anyway, this wraps up what I'm going to do right now, I think, for the grandparent generation. I have been sending friends to my grandparent page. So if you go to www.greatshalom.org, you'll see that there are tabs on the top. There always have been tabs. I've changed the look a little bit recently, but there's still tabs on the top. And if you go to GSB for G, that's the grandparent page. And there I have links to the life extension articles that have to do with wiping out the viruses such as cold or flu. And so what that amounts to is a protocol of supplements, mostly garlic, and some over-the-counter medications that you would never imagine that would be on the list. And the claim is that if you take these right away when you feel you're coming down with this infection, that it will simply wipe it out. And I have had a fair amount of good luck with this. I don't usually get it right away, but I have reduced the severity of some colds and flus a great deal. I had a very, very severe case of a virus in 2015. I believe maybe it was caught from a mouse or mice, because I was cleaning a very dirty house at the time, getting it ready to sell, and I was very, very ill. And somehow, you know, when you're ill, you just forget everything you know. But at that point, I didn't know about this article. And so when I saw it, man, I went out and bought everything on the list and put it in a shoebox with labels on the top of it. So if that ever happened to me again, I would be prepared. And I have gone to that box a couple of times since 2015. This is 2019 as I talk. And so I have not experienced really flu or colds to amount to anything since then. Although I've been attacked with a flu or a cold at least a couple of times. But I hope to never again. I never had, that I can recall, and certainly not since have had such a severe case. But Mr. Falloon says that this is like the atom bomb to the cold or flu virus. And I think probably he wouldn't say such a thing if he did not have warrant. You know, he's the guy who's Life Extension magazine, and he ensures that all his articles have all kinds of scientific citations. Well, I've sent my friends to my page and to click through, and for a while I had an audio track explanation for there, but some supplier kind of left me without telling, and so some of those links have been broken to the audio, but there continue to be links to Life Extension magazine articles. If they're broken, let me know. But I have found that old audio file, and that is up again now. So if you don't want to read that article, then you may listen to the track. And I also had a number of other files that went up there, and oh-ho! So I've got three on There Is No Such Thing as False Hope, which is really a quotation I'm going to credit Dr. Dharma Singh Khalsa, MD, who founded the Alzheimer's Research and Prevention Foundation in Tucson. And we might not agree with him on everything, but certainly he is an MD, and he does treat Alzheimer's and prevents it, and enjoyed his book years ago. And I'm going to quote him on There Is No Such Thing as False Hope when it comes to health, getting better, and retaining your memory, or even getting them back. So thank you, Tim, and I'm going to quote that. So I've got three on No Such Thing as False Hope. Of course, that's my stuff. Just crediting him for the idea, but of course I teach it in a biblical way. And then I've got three on rest, including cortisol. He does talk about the detrimental effects on a brain from cortisol. So many of us live high-stress lifestyles, and this damages our brain and other organs for that matter. But anyway, I've got three on rest, and as well as this series that I'm just wrapping up. So since I now have those audio, if you want this as an album on CDs, I'll still do that. I know that's old-fashioned now. And so I'm going to set the price at $40. I don't know. I guess it's more than 8 CDs. And if you prefer to have them online, then let me know, and I will endeavor to get them up online. So that's what I have to say about that. All blessings to the grandparent generation. And let's work together so that we have good health for ourselves, so we can continue to be serviceful and provide some leadership and some mentorship to our children, our grandchildren, and anyone us around us as much as we can. But so many of the same principles apply to the children, and I think it's great to know these good principles when you're young: how to eat when you're young, how to exercise when you're young, and therefore avoid problems from the get-go. And we have so many children who already have problems. I think outlook that's full of faith is always good. Always good. Always good. And there is no such thing as false hope. Yes, we hope for the best for all our children. And we know that all our children should be taught, can be taught, and we can, as mothers, particularly as mothers, as parents and grandparents, endeavor to feed our children well, rear them well, whatever health ideas may present themselves to us, and hopefully we can investigate those and share those, the best science we know. And I have experience, not just faith, but experience, that the Bible seems to always line up with the best of science. I like to point out how Christopher Columbus was looking for the Gulf Stream because it says in the Hebrew scriptures that there are streams in the ocean, the rivers in the ocean. So if he knew some Jews, and he did, they were looking for those things. And so many other things. You know, oil and wine and figs and dates and herbs of the field. And somebody else has written a book on that. And having faith. And even charitableness. We now know from science that when we are charitable, that this does us physical good. And so I commend to you a study, not only of scripture, but of also practical things that you might help yourself and your children and your grandchildren with. And this is what we have said from the beginning at the Great Shalom, that we believe in healing, and we'll take it any way it comes, whether it's through practical health measures, whether it's through innovative education, or whether it's a miracle. We will take it. And I've told you about the great victories that we had with my grandchildren. I don't tell you about my daughter and her victories because she's, you know, you can find out who she is. I respect her privacy. But I start out the broadcast, whatever channel I'm on, talking about my grandsons, the miracles that we received, and then the advancement that we were able to make through practical health measures and innovative education. So if I can be of any service in helping whoever, whether it's a child, a parent, a grandparent, or teachers, or educators, or educational institutions, that's what I do, is encourage people and bring good strategies. Okay, so please share this with people who are interested. Please go to the website at www.greatshalom.org and avail yourself of the resources that we put out. They won't be there forever. Get them now. Get them while the getting is good. We do have some audio series that you can buy online directly now, and we have also a list of all our resources that are available. If you'd like to purchase them in the old-fashioned way by sending a check and getting CDs in the mail, we can do that too. Okay? In the meantime, please share on Facebook, give us a like on iTunes or wherever you are receiving your podcasts, and pass it along. Okay? And this is Sharon Sorrells proclaiming that God wants total well-being for all children, no matter how old.
Thank you for joining us for the Great Shalom broadcast with your host, Sharon Sorrells. Sharon is an author, educator, minister, parent, and grandparent committed to sharing the understanding of God's love and desire that all children experience optimal well-being in this generation and the generations to come. The Great Shalom broadcast is here to bring hope, health, and healing for children and youth by inspiring, informing, equipping parents and educators. For more information on today's program or today's offer, simply log on to thegreatshalom.org or email info@greatshalom.org.